Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Nakia Bradley, and her phone number is 979-575-8245.
Thank
She
you.
is fine, so I'm just connecting with her.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Hello, Nakia.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I can't complain, cannot complain at all. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you here further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim? No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
All righty. And I do want to ask you, have you used a hair straightening products in the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah. And were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
When were you diagnosed with the ovarian?
Earlier this year, February.
February this year. Wow, very recent. Wow. What hospital diagnosed you?
Baylor.
Baylor Hospital.
That white, yeah.
Is that the one at the 3500 Gaston Avenue?
It's in Texas, McKinney, Texas. It's 12505 Lebanon in Frisco.
In Frisco, yep, I just got it. The Baylor's
Yeah.
got in white.
Yeah, I couldn't think if it's on Lebanon or 121. It's like on the corner right there.
Gotcha. Okay, I see it. I see it. Thank you for that. And then, do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Aman, AMAN.
Thank you. And are you currently still in Texas right now?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And then let me ask you, did you use the hair relaxer four more times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah. How many times would you say you used it in a year on average?
Between 8 to 10, 8, because it's every couple of weeks a month, so.
Okay. All right. 8 to 10 or so. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Right.
And now what is your date of birth?
1/2/1980.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And do you know of any other loved ones, family members, friends who also use hair relaxer?
Do I know of any that have been diagnosed with it or just have used it?
That have also been diagnosed with it?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay. No worries. And now, when would you say you started to use the hair relaxer?
Ooh, it's been like about 11, 12 years ago. So,
Like
October and
20.
November of like 2013-ish, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
January, I was
Of this
almost
year.
about to get more, yeah, until I got diagnosed, and I was like, well, I've been natural since.
What type of symptoms were you having that made you kind of go get diagnosed?
Blood in my urine,
Wow.
my abdomen swelling in my abdomen. I had some blood tests.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. What type
Back pain. I had all kind
of
of jacked up. Stomach pain, back, all of that. My period,
Every
my cycles were all over the place. It was just, ugh.
I'm sorry to hear that. And so you're using the hair relaxer monthly, correct?
Right.
Okay, and you use it for about 11 years. Were you getting treatments at home or was it at a salon?
At home.
At home.
And I don't, yeah, I think at the, because I had sensitive scalp, so the ones at the salons they were using, I would take it with me because those would be too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would take these with me.
Gotcha. Well, do you remember what brand you were using?
The L'Oreal and the Dark and Lovely, mostly the Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Gotcha. And now, were you diagnosed with the cancer 2 or more years after you first started using the product?
Yes, because I started in 13. I was just diagnosed earlier, so yes.
Okay. And what type of treatments are you receiving for your ovarian cancer right now?
I did the chemo. I did the 7. Just finished my last one not too long ago, a couple months ago. Then I got a hysterectomy, of course.
Wow. How many? So you said this was your last cycle?
Seven cycles.
Last one. Wow. Is it, you know, did they almost get all of it out?
Yes, I'm good to go now. Yes.
That's good. That's good. Congratulations. That's
Thank
nice.
You.
Of course. And do you have the medical records, or, you know, will the hospital have them?
Yes, she will have them.
Okay. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then you spell your name Nikia?
Nakia.
Nakia. Thank you. And the last name, Bradley?
Yes.
Perfect. And now, what's the best email address for you?
NRB as in boy, Nakia. At Gmail.
Thank you. And then what is the best phone number for you?
979-575-8245.
Was that 979-175-8245?
979-575-8245.
Why does it keep doing that? Give me 1 second. Could you give me the last 4 one more time?
8245.
Thank you. Perfect. And now what's your property address?
1325 Putman with a P, Putman Drive. McKinney, Texas, 75071.
Thank you. And then you said the hospital has your medical records. And now, give me 1 second. And now I do request a emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Timothy Wilson.
Wilson. And his phone number?
469-571-4152.
Thank you. And now the relationship?
Spouse.
Thank you so much. And we are just about done here. The last thing I do need from you is the social, or you can go ahead and give me the last 4 if you don't feel comfortable.
9711.
Thank you. Now, let me go ahead and verify my spelling, this information, so when I send it over to you and send it up to the law firm, it's accurate and, you know, it's complete. Now, I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in this lawsuit, correct?
Right, yes.
Alrighty. And now you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You were diagnosed February 2024. You were seen by Dr. Amon at the Baylor Scott and White Medical Center. That's at the 12505 Lebanon Road in Frisco, Texas, 75035. You used Hey, relax roughly 8 times a year. You did use it at least 4 times in a single year. You are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 1/21/1980. You started using it in 2013, stopped in 2024. So you used it for roughly 11 years. You were using the dark and lovely mostly. Let's see here. You had about 6 cycles of chemo. This is coming up, your last one, the seventh one.
No, I just finished my last one.
Oh, you just finished the last one. So 7 yeah. cycles of chemo. And when was your first treatment date?
March 11th.
Okay.
I had so many tests ran, so I want to say it was March. It was March.
Gotcha. Okay.
I know for sure.
Perfect. Sometime in March. Okay. No worries there. Bye. And then you spell your name N-A-K-I-A, last name B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Last 4 of your social, 9711. Your email address is nrbnakia@gmail.com. Your phone number, 979-575-8245. Your property address is 1325 Putman Drive in McKinney, Texas, 75071. The hospital has your medical records, and then we have your spouse, Timothy Wilson, 469-571-4152. Did that all sound correct to you?
Correct.
All righty. Let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign now. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. So it's going to go to your email as well as your text message, whatever is easier for you to open it up in. And then I'm also going to send you a text message. And so the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Firm. They're in Texas as well, Houston, Texas. And so they're going to call you once I receive these documents. They'll be
Houston?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're in Texas. And so how this process is going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them over to them. They'll then call you in about 7 business days. During that phone call, they're basically going to verify the information that you told me here today is the same as, you know, you tell them. So basically, you know, they don't want you, you know, if you told me it's ovarian, you know, they want to make sure you tell them it's ovarian, you know, type of thing. Just basically verifying the information is correct. And then once that happens, they'll then actually be able to request the medical records from the hospital, and they'll actually be able to kind of get working on your behalf.
Okay.
And then before, let me see here. And then I'm going to send you the number now. Okay, and then I just sent you the text message right now. That 949 number, that's my number, my direct line. The 909 number will be the number that the law firm calls you from, okay?
I don't see it.
You didn't get the text message? Hold on. Give me one second.
Is that the one I just clicked the link and those are the contact info?
So, yeah, that would be my... But you should have. Give me one moment here. Let me do this. Hey, this is Harold King saving in your phone. Did you get that one?
Yeah.
Perfect. 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 And then I also just sent you over the law firm's information, okay?
Got it.
Perfect, perfect. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, you said they'll call today? No, you said 7 to 10 days. Yeah, so sometime next week, maybe.
Sometime next week. And I think, let me see. Yeah, sometime next week. Okay. I thought it was the Christmas week. Yep. So sometime next week, they'll call you. Basically, you know, do that verification. And then from that point, they'll be able to request everything from the hospital and get working for you.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Nikia. I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.